Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Now, with David Cameron due to meet Alex Salmond next week ahead of the SNP conference in Perth, details are emerging about a possible deal surrounding the referendum on Scottish independence. In returning for granting a simple in-out referendum, Alex Salmond wants votes for 16 and 17-year-olds. Martin, good idea?
Well, Salmond thinks that by expanding the electorate to include young people, even younger people than can vote already, he's somehow going to catch the mood of the nation in 2014. I almost said 13-14 when the referendum takes place. I don't think there's much evidence that that's going to happen. Young people don't vote on the whole. There might be some quite lively stuff goes on, and I'm sure the SNP, which is the best campaigning party in this country, and by this country I mean the United Kingdom, I mean they are a formidable campaigning organisation, very well organised. I'm sure they will do lots of things with a lot of young people and try to create a sense of, you know, a new generation and a new nation and all that sort of thing. I'm almost writing the script for them now, but it's not going to happen because, as a poll this week said in the Glasgow Herald, support for independence currently at 28%. And no matter how many 16 and 17-year-olds turn out to vote in 2014, if that stays the same or something more or less the same overall, then they're not going to make the difference.
It is interesting, isn't it, how in each of the conferences, particularly the Miliband speech and the Cameron speech, there was quite a big passage dedicated to holding the union together. And with the Tories in particular, Andrew, there'd be a good low politics argument for saying let Scotland go its own way. But they really are still the Conservative and Unionist Party.
I think Cameron is, actually. I think he does not wish to go down in history as the man who presided over the dissolution of the United Kingdom.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Now, with David Cameron due to meet Alex Salmond next week ahead of the SNP conference in Perth, details are emerging about a possible deal surrounding the referendum on Scottish independence. In returning for granting a simple in-out referendum, Alex Salmond wants votes for 16 and 17-year-olds. Martin, good idea?
Well, Salmond thinks that by expanding the electorate to include young people, even younger people than can vote already, he's somehow going to catch the mood of the nation in 2014. I almost said 13-14 when the referendum takes place. I don't think there's much evidence that that's going to happen. Young people don't vote on the whole. There might be be there might be some quite lively stuff goes on, and I'm sure the SNP, which is the best campaigning party in this country, and by this country I mean the United Kingdom. I mean, they are a formidable campaigning organisation, very well organised. I'm sure they will do lots of things with a lot of young people and try to create a sense of, you know, a new generation and a new nation and all that sort of thing. I'm almost writing the script for them now, but it's not going to happen because, as a poll this week said, in the Glasgow Herald, support for independence currently at 28%. And no matter how many 16 and 17 year olds turn out to vote in 2014, if that stays the same or something more or less the same overall, then they're not going to make the difference.
It is interesting, isn't it, how in each of the conferences, particularly the Miliband speech and the Cameron speech, there was quite a big passage dedicated to holding the union together. And with the Tories in particular, Andrew, there'd be a good low politics argument for saying let Scotland go its own way. But they really are still the Conservative and Unionist party.
I think Cameron is, actually. I think he does not wish to go down in history as the man who presided over the dissolution of the United Kingdom.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.